Thank you, Lord, for giving us hope. We may actually overcome this monster. But please help us to pray with complete faith and trust that you're truly going to answer our prayers. Well, dear ones, arm up. We are headed for a confrontation of monumental proportions. This is a message with a couple different points. It's not all one subject, but the one thing I wanted to tell you that I had heard about is that there is a large force of enemy soldiers headed for our border from the south. A very large force. And the Lord has asked me to keep you up to speed and tell you what's been going on. And I started this message with that theme, and I just got the intel about this situation headed our way from the south. So I'm going to try and wind my way through this message. I want to address the general situation before the specifics. The Lord is taking all the suffering he can get from us to protect our president. Basically, he said there will be an assassination attempt almost every day on our president. And I had a dream about the Chinese occupying America, and I believe in the southern U.S. The Chinese had landed and killed our soldiers and were taking over the city. It was obvious that all of us with homes would be sentenced to death or forced to move elsewhere. No one was expecting this. It was a total shock. I've had many dreams about Russia, Korean, and Chinese occupation in our country. They already own many of our national monuments, at least that's what I've heard. And then there are high-fenced areas walled off with the United Nations signs on them near the national parks that are restricted to tourists. It is an ominous presence we are dealing with now. As of this moment, there is a large force of soldiers coming from the south headed for our border. Although I was not given the nationality, the dream about the Chinese taking American territory seems very timely. Dear ones, we are infiltrated and surrounded with enemy forces who will make a move when the opportunity arises. As long as President Trump is alive and in office, I don't sense that happening. He has called back substantial Army and Navy forces from overseas. I believe it is to protect us from those who are going to try to invade. Every day brings a new attempt at assassination. President Trump was rushed to the underground bunker Wednesday night as the Marines guarding the White House had been infiltrated by the clay feet, and gunfire broke out as he was going down in the elevator to the bunker. The Secret Service shot and killed one rogue Marine, and all the rest were arrested for questioning. It seems that the Russians gave our people intel that there would be an attempt on the president's life from our own Marines guarding him in the White House. Please pray for President Trump's safety. Before I got a confirmation on this from our military source, Ezekiel was told by the Lord that it was true. And just recently, I believe praying medics said to watch out for January 3rd. Interestingly, Wednesday night, I was in a very deep state of grief praying for Rainbow and her situation. And I hurt that night more than I've hurt in a long, long time. And the tears just wouldn't stop. But I had a suspicion then that some of the suffering was needed for the president. A little secret, I got jealous of Ezekiel when he got all the suffering for the president, the attempt on his life. So I asked the Lord for some too. Silly me. No, not really. I do want to back up our president. In some ways, I've suspected Rainbow and all might be a huge distraction to take me away from the channel. However, Padre Pio came to me very clearly with Rainbow in chains behind him and asked me to free her. And I know that was properly discerned, so I went to the next step, deeper. All this while, I am seeing things unfolding in the world's justice system that are deeply distressing. One lady constable stated, I think exasperation after talking to me about Rainbow, she's just a child. That really corked my bottle of holy oil, of course. I don't know of anyone who was just a child at 16, do you? I wasn't. I was ready for marriage, as a matter of fact. My children were not children at 14, Struggling to find their identity, yes. But children, no. This approach to children, calling a 16-year-old a child, presents itself as a permission to take responsibility for their lives and choices and do what they think is appropriate for them. One of Rainbow's greatest frustrations leading to attempted suicide was being told no to everything she asked for, every freedom she asked for. No, you can't have friends. No, you can't take that class. No, you can't go outside. No, you can't be a Christian. No, no, no. Where does it end? And what does that leave an individual with? What's left to them? Certainly not a life worth living. Well, I don't mean to rant, but truly this attitude seems to squelch maturity and not engender it. But more than these events, dear ones, I don't think of any of us knows the great peril we are on the brink of right now. And the information I got within the last hour confirms that. All that needs to happen is that Trump is taken out. Russia won't waste any time on moving on America, and neither will China or the North Koreans. The bottom line is we will be in chaos with a rogue government hell-bent on destroying our liberties of the past. And I sense we're surrounded by enemy vessels even now. And, of course, all kinds of things inside the country that are being covered up. Supplies, equipment, and people who are actually hostile. Their plants, for a time when war breaks out, they're in place. I sense we are surrounded even within our country. Supplies, equipment for war are hidden from us, but known to the enemy forces who are living a normal life here, as well as terror cells who are just waiting for the signal to move. The same night I dreamt about the Chinese occupying America, Ezekiel had a dream about small towns barricading themselves to be protected from hostile forces. Towns all over the U.S. were going into defensive mode to prevent invaders from crossing their town borders. I'm just not at all secure in thinking we have a lot of time till the rapture. In all honesty, I really, on a gut level, cannot feel that settling in as a truth. And what is Jesus saying? Basically, we're outnumbered by praying, fasting, sacrificing Satanists. That there's no guarantee of one more, let alone two or three more years, before the dark side is more faithful to pray for their agenda to succeed than we are for our side. So I feel very responsible to get to those of you who are not ready for the tribulation. And even in dealing with Rainbow's situation, I can see how the state is taking over the job of families and mainstreaming young people into a plan of conformity that could become hostile to God's plan for the government. More and more, socialism seems to be the in thing for this emerging generation. And if you don't think the way they do, there's something wrong with you. The ones that engineer these social political changes are well aware that the emerging generation always thinks their parents are old-fashioned and not with it. What they don't see, what the young people don't see, is that socialism can so easily turn into a government juggernaut with endless ropes of red tape, permissions, delays, rejections, and of course partisan motives. That's why people in Europe, when they hear of our entrepreneurial spirit and successful businesses, they look at us quizzically and ask, "But who gave you permission?" Children, don't you know how frustrating it is to work with the government? Haven't you heard about the lines, the denials, the requests for paperwork? My husband Ezekiel still doesn't have a driver's license because they would not accept the documentation for his name change when he became a priest. That's what you have to look forward to in a government-controlled society. The other night I happened to see a video on Cuba, deplorable conditions. A woman with her children living on the top story of an apartment building in downtown area, with part of the roof caved in and missing. She couldn't get permission for wood, for the worker, for the landlord to do the repairs. I think she'd been there 10 years and that roof was ready to cave in. That's what you get when you hand over your rights to the government. It all sounds so blissful. Everyone has everything in common. Equality, equality. Until human nature and greed set in. Until favoritism and political favors skew the system to the advantage of their relatives and others they're courting. But all over the Western world, more and more countries are cracking down on the youth and mainstreaming them into programs that will produce socialists. The government wants to replace families. They want to ration food and tell you where you can plant a garden, or where even if you can plant a garden. That's where we are headed. And every day we're being swallowed up in little ways by this mentality that excludes personal incentive and independence. We are not ready for what's going to happen to this country. Richard Wurmbrand has survived because he was a strong man filled with the knowledge of Scripture and the Holy Spirit. But when I read and see what he endured in prison camps, the way they tortured him to give away names and locations of Christian families, year after painful year, he never betrayed them, never. The pressures on his family were tremendous. His son was expelled from the university because he would not renounce Jesus. His wife sentenced to 2 years in prison for her part with prayer groups and the underground church. Richard prepared himself for torture and starvation and psychological operations against him. That's why he survived. I'm talking about Richard Wurmbrand. He wrote Tortured for Christ, and there's also a DVD out about him. But in reading this book, I was thinking, we are not ready for this. It's happening all around us, but we don't recognize it. And when it takes over, when the rapture happens and we're taken out and it takes over, those of you who are not taken in the rapture, you need to be ready to face all of these things. Because you'll be arrested, you'll be tortured to get names out of you of other people, unless you really know how to evade them. There will be so many betrayals in the underground church, especially if you haven't cultivated true discernment and you can't tell when someone's sincere and when they're not. So I highly recommend that you read this book, and you'll see parallels of what's going on right now in our government, in this nation, and how they're controlling society, and it's getting stricter and stricter. And the whole idea is these people who are living under this won't get medical care, food, or housing if they don't comply and renounce Christ. Are you ready for that? Lord, have you something to say? We hunger for your words. I have just told you, Claire, that I've put my words in your mouth, and the attempt on his life was real. And you can expect that there will be more, almost daily. The situation is so desperate. My darling Claire, I know how turbulent and confusing these times have been for you, and I have allowed much for the situation in Trinidad. However, your president's safety is at the head of the list, with trafficked children running closely behind. World War III is being held back by a hair's breadth. And I need all your prayers and sufferings like never before. This was not a joyous Christmas, not like last year. It couldn't be, because no one in a responsible position in the government or otherwise could sit back. Everyone was actively holding back the Holocaust that's sure to ensue when the dark players gain access. Wednesday night was a close call, and the attempts on the president's life are getting more and more brazen. They are trying things that would boggle your mind to consider. Let's just say that the amount of protection, the variations on protection, are monumental because the efforts are monumental. So much depends on the prosecution and taking out of power those who are subverting your nation. And one of my sources believes that Obama and the Bushes are Gitmo right now. That's one of my sources. They're not sure, but they believe that that's the case. The Satanists, the Lord continued, are joyfully anticipating the bloodbath and slaughter of Christians who have for so long limited their activities through prayer. But not so fast, dark ones. I am still the Lord over this nation, and I reward my praying people. That is to say, to you, Claire, there is hope. I can see it bouncing off of you, and I know the supreme trial you are going through right now, but I will not let you down. Yes, this message is important. Rally your people to prayer and perseverance. Know that the battle is fierce, the struggles come and go, but there is a faithful remnant standing in the gap for the unsure. and I reward those who are faithful to me, no matter what the risks. I know you are heartsick, but I promise you everything will turn out well. Trust me, my diamond. Listen to the whisperings of my heart and yours. Stand strong and trust. You will see the glory of the Lord. Don't despair. Please trust me. There are so many dynamics at work that you still do not understand. And that was the end of his message. And the dynamics at work have to do with Rainbow and her situation. Things we're waiting on. So the two points in this message, and I wish I had separated these messages, but the information came all at the same time when I was getting this one ready, is that if you're going to be here after the rapture, you need to be prepared, because you're going to hit a brick wall everywhere you go because you don't have the mark, because you love the Lord. And the other thing is the urgency of prayer. There is a very large force of men headed to our borders from the south right now. So please, please pray. And I think probably the clay feet are thinking, well, we'll get the president dead by the time they get close to the border, and then everything will be a lot easier. Not so fast. I don't believe that. I believe that the Lord is going to continue to protect President Trump, and it's up to us to stand behind him in prayer and cover him. And when things don't go our way, when we have an accident, when we have a problem, when we get sick, all of those things can be offered up as fast offerings to the Lord, a Simon's cross, to protect our president and our nation. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and please forgive me for not being so regular with the messages. I've really had a load to take care of over here. But I think we're back in the saddle now, so you can count on messages coming out a little more frequently anyway. The Lord bless you and keep you. Let us stand together for our president. Amen.